Neil Melanson here on the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network. Lower trading for most of the grains at the close Friday. May beans down 3.25 cents at 11.59 and a half a bushel. November soy off 0.75 cents at 11.74 3/4. The corn market closed lower. May corn down a penny at 4.40 a bushel. September corn down 2.75 cents at 4.59. December corn off 2.75 cents at 4.73 and a half. The wheat market closed higher though. July wheat on Friday up 1.75 cents at 6.22 1/4 a bushel. The rough rice market lower. May rice down 27.5 cents at 18.81 a hundredweight. July rice down 19.5 cents to 18.98. The cotton market also lower on Friday. May cotton closed 18 points down to 79.40 per pound. October cotton Friday off 24 points to close at 78.32. The sugar market going nowhere on Friday once again. July sugar wrapped unchanged at the day to 38.10 per pound. Some farm news coming up right after this.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Well, you may not have heard about corn stunt disease, but it's been dropping corn yields in Argentina this year by 10 to 15%.
Corn stunt disease is a disease that is caused by a spiroplasma that is actually transmitted by leafhoppers in the field.
That's Dr. Darcy Talenko, Associate Professor of Plant Pathology at Purdue.
If you actually look at the last 6 months, on average, there's, placements have been down about 2.5% if you sum them up for the whole 6 months. And that would explain most of the cattle that are in the feedlot right now. If you look at the trend over time, we are placing less cattle because there is less cattle. And we know that. We've known that for quite some time.
So far, she says, two things are absent that would lead to the spread of corn stunt disease in the U.S. this growing season.
The inoculum has to be present for the leafhopper to pick it up, and then you have to have populations of the leafhopper with the disease that would spread it through the crop canopy.
Again, that's plant pathologist Dr. Darcy Talenko. I'm Neil Melanson here on the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.